Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a large crowd gathered at today's AGM of Donegal County Council to oppose proposals to replace fire stations in Ballyshannon and Bundoran with a single station outside Bundoran. While power has been restored to most of Donegal, over 350 homes and businesses are still without power this evening. The Donegal Roads Policing Unit is warning that they will be out in force this weekend, and Councillor Seamus O'Donnell was today elected the new chair of Donegal County Council. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin coming up at about 5:15. First in news, a large crowd gathered at today's AGM of Donegal County Council to oppose proposals to replace fire stations in Ballyshannon and Bundoran with a single station outside Bundoran. The Ballyshannon station currently provides services from Finner through Ballyshannon and on towards Pettigo, while Bundoran on the other side covers into Leitrim and Sligo. It's feared that reducing cover locally would have serious implications on response times should an emergency arise. The single station option was recommended by Donegal's Chief Fire Officer Joseph McTaggart, but Ballyshannon resident Billy Grimes says the people won't let that happen.
Historically, there's been two fire stations in the both Ballyshannon and Bundoran. This has been going on for approximately 19 years. We've had meetings down through the years with various officials, and it was confirmed to us at various stages that the two stations would remain. There was a survey done recently, and it's not definitive as to the outcome of it. It states in the conclusion of the summary that the final decision lies with the executive of Donegal County Council and the councillors.
They would also, of course, listen to the advice of the Chief Fire Officer, who seems to be in favour of the one station solution.
It's amazing to see the U-turns, and I stress U-turns, that Mr. McTaggart has taken. At various meetings prior to this, he stressed how important it was to have the fire services in both towns and the personnel living close at hand. This is about life and death. This is not about bricks and mortar. Both stations, both towns deserves to retain their stations. The areas that are stretched from the far side of Bundoran right down into Pettigo and further on, it's ridiculous to think that one station can actually cover all. If Mr. McTaggart gets his wishes, then it's ironic that the fire tender can actually be quicker service in a fire in County Leitrim than it can in County Donegal. We deserve the services.
Earlier, Donegal County Council issued a statement to say that options outlined regarding the future provision of fire services in South Donegal would be reviewed. They said following some public discourse regarding the proposals, arrangements are being made for a workshop of the Donegal Municipal District to further consider the report and associated recommendations, after which proposals will be presented to full council. The council says the report and recommendations initially presented will be reviewed in the context of the considerations made by the members of the council. While power has been restored to most of Donegal, over 350 homes and businesses are still without power this evening. Thousands of homes and businesses were without power earlier today in the aftermath of Storm Hector, with significant outages reported in Milford, Ballyshannon, Rossgear and Convoy. ESB estimates that remaining outages will be restored by 9 o'clock tonight. Paul Hand is from ESB Networks.
We're certainly working towards getting everybody restored across Donegal by this evening. We do have a real-time power check app, and ESBPowerCheck.ie also has information for those of people, who, and obviously internet may be down as well in association with the wind. They can also call us on 1850 372 999 as well for updates on their particular area. But the power check app is always a useful tool in terms of getting real-time information.
It's understood legislation to allow abortions won't be introduced into the Dáil until the autumn. The government has received legal advice that it can't proceed to make new laws until court challenges to the referendum result have been decided. Health Minister Simon Harris says he's still confident the new laws will be in place for the start of next year, but he's warned there has been a delay to the process.
My understanding, based on legal advice, is that as of today, the Eighth Amendment remains in the Constitution until the President finds himself in a position to sign the referendum bill. And obviously that requires the legal process to be concluded. So whilst the people of Ireland have very clearly voted to repeal the Eighth Amendment just under 3 weeks ago, and I very much welcome that decision, and it does herald a new opportunity to care for women here in our own country, that can only take effect in terms of removing the Eighth from the Constitution when the legal challenges are finished.
It's been confirmed that long-awaited road safety works on the Capri to Ballybofey Road are due to commence on June the 25th. Works will include curbing footpath works, strengthening and resurfacing works, along with the installation of traffic calming measures. Cathaoirle of the Stranorlar Municipal District, Councillor Patrick McGowan, is welcoming the announcement. He says he has been lobbying for the works to begin for some time and hopes it will aid in reducing the number of fatalities on that stretch of road.
This is something that we've been lobbying for, going back for many, many years, along with the community up at Capri. This will continue the last phase from the Blackburn Bridge, which is on the Donegal Road in Ballybofey, and this will take you right into the start of Ballybofey. It'll actually take you in there to the Lidl shop. And as I say, it's something that we've been lobbying for many, many years, because there has been multiple deaths on this road.
And indeed, as you said, there has been a number of people killed on that road. So the local community themselves is welcoming this, and it is important that it is delivered in a way to suit the community.
Yes, very much so. In fairness now to the TAA and Donegal County Council Engineers, we have been working with a very, very good working group in Capri, made up of local residents and business. We've probably been meeting now for well over 2 years, probably 3 years at this stage. And the important thing was, it wasn't a matter of just building a very fast, wide road to community into the town. We wanted to ensure that the priority here would be about safety, traffic calming, effectively turning Capri into a village with a normal carbon footpaths, street lights, and these type of things.
A Castle Derrick mother who is seeking cannabis oil for her 12-year-old son who has severe epilepsy could apply for a clinical trial in Northern Ireland. Charlotte Caldwell tried to bring the drug into the UK from Canada, but the batch was confiscated at Heathrow Airport. Health officials have offered to meet anyone wanting guidance on the process. The local electoral area boundary committee has recommended that Donegal be divided into 7 electoral areas. There are currently 5 municipal districts in the county. Changes include dividing Inishowen in 2, but remaining within the same municipal district and separating Letterkenny and Milford. The 7 local electoral areas on the table include Letterkenny, Donegal, Carndonagh, Glenties, Milford, Buncrana and Lifford Stranorlar. Councillor Liam Blaney gave his reaction to the new proposed format on today's 9 till noon show.
If the funding is still delivered the same way it always had been, and I think Donegal has benefited big time from the way it always has been delivered, and that's on a per kilometre basis. If it's done that way, I think that the Milford area still will benefit again.
Well, I can't see that changing. Funding. I mean, there's been calls for it in the past, but
there's strong calls for this last while, but yeah. You know, hopefully with the new boundaries again, that maybe what had been town councils will get what they were looking for from before as a block grant that they always got before for the towns. It does take extra funding for tarmac and roads in the towns and for their wider footpaths and all footpaths in towns. We understand all that and we give them extra funding, but they wanted more. We're trying to make everybody suffer a wee bit rather than one group suffer a lot and another not suffer at all. But
so
unfortunately, we lost out.
Your feeling is this is good news for Milford, but it's bad news for that sort of rural Letterkenny area, which
that's my feeling on it. Things is done the same way as had been done this last 4 years. Look, we don't know what changes are going to be there for as far as funding and all that is concerned as well.
Management of the HSE, the state claims agency, and cervical check should be sent packing, according to a government TD. Kate O'Connell warned the negativity around the scandal may undo all the good work done by the cancer screening programme. Health Service Management warned the Oireachtas Public Accounts Committee more women may be affected by the scandal than previously thought. Fine Gael TD Kate O'Connell says we're still no closer to finding out what happened at cervical check.
We're now undoing all the good that was done through the screening process in this country over 10 years. Our 7% reduction in cervical cancer rates will probably reverse. And the whole negativity around it is bad for public health, which as far as I'm concerned is supposed to be your job to protect that. I just think the whole lot of you should be sent packing.
Councillor Seamus O'Donnell was today elected the new chair of Donegal County Council. Friends and family gathered at the county house in Lifford this afternoon to see the councillor take over as the new Cathaoirleach from Councillor Jerry McMonagall. The Fakara native says he looks forward to working to improve things for all of Donegal over the next year.
Whilst today is a personal day for me, into the future it's more about the county and what can be delivered for the county. We're always saying that Donegal is under-resourced and doesn't get its fair share from Dublin. And I suppose the challenge for me as Cathaoirleach with all of the other councillors in the county is that we work in a united front to try to get more of a voice, firstly, at central government, and secondly, that we try to get more delivery for our county, and that's something that I will relish in the next year.
Donegal can sometimes or often struggle to get resources from Dublin. The Glenties electoral area arguably can sometimes struggle to get resources from Lifford. As you say, you're the Cathaoirleach, you're here to chair, but would you be hoping maybe to use the influence to try and address what many would see as an inequity there?
Absolutely, and I suppose for my part, I have championed the fact that I was dissatisfied with the share of funding that has come to the Glenties Municipal District from Chrysler right through to Ardrath. It's a large, sparsely populated, but very picturesque and beautiful area of Donegal, and I will be fighting tooth and nail to ensure that we get our fair share and possibly a little bit more of funding. From a tourism point of view, I believe that what the Glenties Municipal District has to offer is absolutely massive. It can only benefit the rest of the county because people must traverse and travel through the rest of the county to get there. Equally, for the Glenties area and indeed for all of the county, I am of the opinion that the delivery of social housing in the county is not at where it should be, and I will be working with the executive of the council and with the other councillors to ensure that we up our game, something that I've been calling for quite a time. Now I find myself in a position that I may be in a prime position to do something about it, and I will be looking for more delivery of social housing in a quicker time frame and in a fashion that can meet the demands that are within the county.
Gardaí have identified the body of a man found in Cooney Island in Sligo last Saturday as missing man Michael McGowan. The 43-year-old hadn't been seen since Christmas Day last year and was reported missing 5 days later. His body has now been recovered and a file will be prepared for the coroner.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. A Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure gift card is the perfect Father's Day gift for your sporting dad.
It's now 5:15 and time's the latest sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with soccer, and the 2018 World Cup is underway at Moscow's Luzhniki Stadium. Now, the latest score is Russia 2, Saudi Arabia 0. Yuri Gazinki got the opening goal of the tournament after just 12 minutes. Denis Cheryshev, he doubled the host lead 2 minutes before the break. It remains that way. Russia 2, Saudi Arabia 0. In other news, Egypt say Liverpool's Mo Salah will be able to play in their opening World Cup match against Uruguay tomorrow. He suffered a shoulder injury in his club's Champions League final defeat to Real Madrid after a tangle with Sergio Ramos. Egypt head coach Hector Cooper says he's almost 100% sure that he'll play. In the Premier League, Arsenal's new head coach, Unai Emery, couldn't have been given a much tougher start to his first Premier League season in charge. They'll begin at home to champions Manchester City. Spurs, they'll play their first home Premier League game at Wembley. Their new stadium won't be ready in time for their meeting with Fulham on the 18th of August, but they hope to take it to be in there in time to play Liverpool on the 15th of September. Spurs' first game is away to Newcastle. Elsewhere, Manchester United, they welcome Leicester to Old Trafford for their first game. Liverpool play West Ham at Anfield. The season gets underway on the 11th of August. In other soccer news, Letterkenny man Dale Gorman is signed for Leighton Orient. Gorman has signed a 2-year deal with the London club after spending 5 years at Stevenage. The Brisbane Road side have targeted a return to the English Football League following their relegation to the National League. It's understood Gorman turned down offers from other English league sides. He will be playing under former Spurs player Justin Edinburgh. In golf, it's the second major of the year. It's the US Open taking place in Shinnecock Hills in New York this week. And it's been a disastrous start for Rory McIlroy. He's 10 over par through 12 holes. That leaves him 11 shots off the lead, which is currently held by Scott Piercy, who's in the clubhouse. He shot a 69. And Ian Poulter has played 14 holes. He's 1 under par. They're the only two players under par at the moment. Charlie Hoffman's on level par. Graham McDowell and Shane Lowry, they both tee off later. And in about an hour's time, a big trio heading out on the course. It's Tiger Woods, Justin Thomas, and world number one, Dustin Johnson. In motorsport, it's less than 24 hours to the start of this year's dual Donegal International Rally. The crews are putting their cars through scrutiny at the moment in Letterkenny. Defending champions Manus Kelly and Donald Barrett are the top seeds in their Subaru. Manus goes into Donegal having won in Killarney, but he's eager to test himself against more WC machinery around him this time.
We don't know where we are because we haven't been competing against the boys all year, and you know, all I can say is that our focus is to go out and compete as well as we can, as best we can from the get-go. So, and that's in every stage, and we feel if we can get on it as quick as possible. Now, I suppose last year we seemed to just come on the car, and as the weekend went on, so we're hoping to improve on that and maybe get on the ball a wee bit quicker this year. But who knows?
Like, so what you're telling me is you got no tactic for the finish you're going to Donegal.
Our tactic is to be as best we can in every stage by stage. And that is really the goal for us, and for us it's about competing, you know, and how and getting the best out of ourselves, the best out of the car, and if we do that, the rest will follow. We'll see what happens after that, you know. But we don't underestimate, you know, the caliber of lads that we're up against and the competitors that we're up against, and we know that anybody there in the top 10 genuinely can win the rally.
Manus Kelly there speaking to Oisin Kelly. Well, Kevin Eaves and Chris Melly, their top seats for the national rally, having led on day two last year, the Corolla crashed out on the first run up the mighty Knock Alla. Kevin is a tarmac and national championship winner, but he has yet to taste victory on his home event.
I think Donegal is that one. Hey, if you can get it on the CV, it's king of the hill. Like, you know, a championship kind of plays out through different rounds and different competitors, and you come to Donegal, there's every top Mark II Escort in the country sitting on that road. Like, so if you can kind of, whoever comes out on top this weekend, hey, they deserve all the praises, because between luck, long rally, top competitors, everything, like, it's an all round team event. If you can win this, hey, you're the best. Like, it's simple as that.
Kevin Eaves there. The rally gets underway at lunchtime tomorrow, and we'll have full live coverage here with updates on air throughout the weekend, and we'll have live web coverage on highlandradio.com. In rugby, Tadhg Bearnaise is poised to make his Ireland debut in Saturday's second test with Australia. The incoming Munster second row has been named on the bench as Ireland look to level the summer series. Johnny Sexton, Dan Levy and Gary Ringrose, they all earn recalls, while there's no room in the matchday squad for Jacob Stockdale or Sean Cronin. Munster hooker Niall Scannell and winger Andrew Conway start instead. Joe Smith is hoping for improvement come Saturday.
I felt we built through the Six Nations, and I'm hoping that we can build through this tour. We obviously didn't want to start from where we started. We would have liked to have started from a bit of a higher pitch and built on from that, with the Australians naming the same side. We're very confident that they'll come, you know, well prepared, and they'll improve their game a little bit. So we've got to improve that a little bit more, because I felt they were very good on Saturday.
In other rugby news, England head coach Eddie Jones has dropped Chris Robshaw from Saturday's second test with South Africa. Brad Shields replaces him at flanker. England need to win at the weekend to keep their three-match series alive after losing the opener in Johannesburg. And former Ulster head coach John O'Gibbs is to become the director of rugby at top 14 club La Rochelle in November. The New Zealander has agreed a four-year contract with the French club. Finally, for this evening in boxing, Irish middleweight Jason Quigley has paid tribute to the late great Brendan Ingle, whose funeral took place today in Sheffield. Brendan Ingle was born and reared in Dublin, but made his name in Sheffield, where he trained four world champions, including Prince Nassim Hamid and Johnny Nelson. Unbeaten, Quigley is now based in Sheffield, where he trains under Brendan's son, Dominic Ingle. That's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. The Donegal Roads Policing Unit is warning that they will be out in force this weekend. Thousands are expected to descend on the county for rally weekend, with people urged to adhere to the rules of the road. In years previous, Raleigh weekend brought an exceptionally high level of antisocial activity to Letterkenny and the surrounding area. Head of the Donegal Policing Unit is Inspector Michael Harrison.
Last year we had over 53 arrests over the Raleigh weekend, and our appeal to anybody that's coming to the Donegal this weekend is to behave themselves, watch how much alcohol they're going to consume, don't get too drunk. An awful lot of the problems, an awful lot of the arrests we do is basically a babysitting service for adults, people who are just not capable of looking after themselves. It uses up our resources, which we need for other places, and it's just, if you're coming here, enjoy yourself and be sensible.
Now, in terms of resources, we do know that there are various court sittings possibly planned for in the event of this high level of antisocial activity happening again.
If needs be, we can request a special court. That's any weekend. If we have problems, if we need a judge, we contact the court service and they organise a special court for us. This weekend will be no different. We will be engaging in a proactive road safety operation to deal with any road users who want to go out there, who want to break the law. We will be proactive in the way we deal with them. We will make arrests for any stupid or unwarranted road behaviour. And if needs be, if we have to request a court, we will request a special court.
And in terms of those kind of people that you will be targeting, there are a range of diffing events happening outside the town coinciding with the rally. You are warning those people after they partake in that kind of activity to settle down on the public roads indeed.
A lot of those people, they go to the different events, and quite a number of the participants that go there, they come off track and they drive sensibly, they change their tyres back to the normal road tyres again. But we have a number of individuals, the adrenaline is still flowing them. These guys are mostly young and immature. They don't understand roadcraft, they don't know really what they're doing.
Serious concerns have been raised that delays in roadworks in Crawley is having an impact on businesses during this busy tourism season. Major upgrade works were due to start on Monday past, but there had been calls made previously for work to begin weeks ago ahead of the summer months. Work is expected to begin this coming Monday. However, local councillor Micheál Colmogill-Osbach has hit out at those responsible for the delay, saying it will now have a detrimental effect on local businesses in the area.
We've met with the contractors and council and NRA on a number of occasions. We were asking to try to bring the works forward. They weren't able to facilitate that, but they said that they would be starting on the 11th, which has passed. And unfortunately, to date, they haven't started. This will put more pressure on the local businesses who are trying to do their utmost to try to capitalise on the few short, precious weeks we have.
Finally, for weather now, moderate to fresh and gusty west to northwest winds will continue to ease. A mix of sunny spells and scattered showers this evening, with the risk of some heavy falls and lowest temperatures of 7 to 8 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, a large crowd gathered at today's AGM of Donegal County Council to oppose proposals to replace fire stations in Ballyshannon and Bundoran with a single station outside Bundoran. The Ballyshannon station currently provides services from Finner through Ballyshannon and on towards Pedigo, while Bundoran on the other side covers into Leitrim and Sligo. The local electoral area boundary committee has recommended that Donegal be divided into 7 electoral areas. There are currently 5 municipal districts in the county. Changes include dividing Inishowen in 2, but remaining within the same municipal district and separating Letterkenny and Milford. While power has been restored to most of Donegal, over 350 homes and businesses are still without power this evening. ESB estimate that remaining outages will be restored by 9 o'clock tonight. And it's been confirmed that long-awaited road safety works on the Capri to Ballybofey Road are due to commence on June the 25th. Works will include curbing, footpath works, strengthening and resurfacing works, along with the installation of traffic calming measures. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to your podcast or for main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Thursday evening, June the 14th. The death has taken place of James Jimmy Hancock, formerly of Ardmore, Moth. Funeral arrangements to be confirmed later. The death has occurred of Dolores Blake, Keymar, Bundoran Road, Ballyshannon, formerly Ney, Main Street, Letterkenny. Remains will repose at her home from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Saturday going to St Joseph's Church, The Rock, Ballyshannon for Requiem Mass at 12 noon, followed by cremation in Lakeland's Crematorium, Cavan at 4 o'clock. Family flowers only, donations in lieu of desired to Medical 7, Sligo University Hospital, care of Pascal Blake, Funeral Director. Family time on the morning of the funeral, please. And the death has occurred of Geraldine McHale, née Duffy, Kilcrow House, 17 Cavan Road, Castlederg. Geraldine's remains are reposing at her late home. Funeral from her late home tomorrow morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in St Patrick's Church, Castlederg. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow.